Let's go to Melissa. Melissa, you're on KSL. Hi.
Hi. Thanks, Doug, for taking my phone call. I just wanted to let you know that we don't have warm and fuzzy feelings in Eagle Mountain either. There are some huge conflicts of interest that are being ignored here. The only city that has representation on the PRC is Draper. Senator Madsen, who represents Eagle Mountain, also works for the developer who's trying to sell the land to the state. And Senator Stevenson of Draper is also the president of the Utah Taxpayer Association and watchdog lobbying firm. We need a voice. Our governor hasn't given us a voice yet, and it's very disheartening to see this happening.
Your city is in the process of raising $50,000 to fight this. Are you in support of that?
I am in support of that, yes. I think we have to attack this at all angles because we don't have a voice on the PRC committee. Utah County is not being fairly represented, and it's very easy for these politicians to pick a town that is not in their area where they don't have to worry about reelection. So if I was in Salt Lake County and I was picking a spot for the relocation, I would pick it out of my district so I didn't have to worry about being reelected.
Melissa, I appreciate your thoughts and your comments. Let's go to Susan. Susan, you're on KSL.
Hi, thank you.
What's on your mind, Susan?
Well, my home is a half mile from the potential West Jordan prison site. And one of my big concerns is we are a very young and very, very growing community. We're growing fast. There are a lot of homes being built. And I don't see how having a prison site that close to a young, growing community can be a good thing, especially when you consider that within 3 miles, there's 11 or 12 public schools. You know, that kind of shows how we are young, we are growing. There is a lot of growth potential, and a prison, of course, would hinder that. And I don't know that they have really looked at that. At least it doesn't seem like they have.
Where do you think it should go?
Well, if it is, if the people in Grantsville are open to it, you know, I think that's a possibility. Really, I don't know. I also saw that they're trying to keep it within a certain proximity of Draper. I want to know why that is.
Within a proximity of Draper. I had not heard that. I know they're trying to keep it within certain proximity of medical facilities.
Which is very understandable.
Things of that nature.
Things like that.
Well, I certainly appreciate your phone call. Susan, thank you for joining us. And Bethany, you notice everybody who's calling in so far is female. Hi, Bethany. You're on KSL.
That's because a lot of us are at-home moms and concerned about our kids.
Yeah, yeah. What are your thoughts?
You know, there's a couple of thoughts. One is that I agree with Susan that they don't seem to be looking at the communities. The Tooele County, the Eagle Mountain, the Saratoga, and the West Jordan are all right close to people, to neighbors, to communities and schools and homes. I've lived out in West Jordan for 10 years now, and I actually sold my house last year and bought a brand new house right there still so that we could stay in that area because it is up and coming. We just got a brand new grocery store on December 3rd, and then this happened. So it kind of shows that we are growing. We are trying really hard to bring that out, and then this comes and would halt that. But I don't think it should be in any community. I mean, out in Tooele, it's where they want to do it. It's right across the street from Miller Sports Park, an area that definitely could have a lot of development area and growth. Now, I understand that they would want to move it from Bluffdale or from Draper. I'm kind of on the fence of that because I can see the desire of that property, but yet why would they put it on other property and cause the same issue? That they'll want to move it within 10 years because of its prime real estate. The West Jordan spot, you would see it from the entire valley. Just like you see those lovely orange, you know, lights of Kennecott from the entire valley, it's right below it. You would see it from the whole valley. Is that what we want for our county and for our state, to see a prison first and foremost? But you could also rebuild it on the site where it's at. There's plenty of room, like we do with our schools. We build it on the field and then tear down the old school and make that the new field. There's lots of options, but not in a community, any of them.
Well, Bethany, I appreciate your comments, and I'm just letting folks talk here. Let's go to Lorraine in Draper. Hi, Lorraine. You're on KSL. Boy, you're at the conversation ground zero today. How are things in Draper?
Things are great in Draper, and leave the prison where it's at.
You like it there?
Oh, heavens yes. I have lived all but 15 years of my life within a half a mile of that prison. It has never been a problem for us. It's not a problem for us, at least not for my family. And we've lived here. I'm a volunteer at the prison. Love going out there. It's great. There's plenty of room on that property. Build what we need to build. Tear down what they need to tear down. Make the prison the way it's supposed to be. There's one area of the prison that has got kind of a swampy area in it. They talk about putting high-rise buildings on it. Well, if they put high-rise buildings on it, there's no reason that they can't fix it and build more of the prison itself. Leave it where it's at.
Okay, Lorraine, I appreciate your thoughts on that. It is interesting for those who talk about a prison or the prison somehow squelching any development. Boy, it certainly has not been an inhibiting factor in the Draper area. You look at the rather nice, let's see, how can I put it, the very nice development that is immediately to the west. You look at the affordable housing, wonderful housing that has gone just to the south of it. You look at the light industry that has gone in all around it. You look at the Jordan River Parkway, which is just down below it. And it's not exactly like that experiment in Mr. Bentley's, you know, class, Evergreen Junior High School, when I was in the seventh grade, when you take a living petri dish with all kinds of green gunk growing in the petri dish and you drop a little drop of Clorox in the middle of it and it kills the whole dish. The Utah State Prison, at least in Draper, has been anything but a development killer. Well, we'll be talking more about this, and we will, of course, continue to get your thoughts and your opinions on all of this. The governor will join us coming up.
Strings on the biggest stories.
What is the will of the people today, and how much of a shift have we seen?
The most trusted and connected man in Utah on KSL News Radio.